Man, what was it, a few weeks ago? I was so excited when on Facebook I saw the little teaser videos start popping up for new stuff from Magna Carta Cartel. I'm a longtime fan. And thank you for taking a few to chat with me. I don't see you do a lot of interviews, so it's an honor.
Well, you know, I've refrained for years from doing interviews since I haven't had any new material coming out. And I don't see the sense in talking to people about my music if I've got no new music coming out, you know, if you catch my drift. In my opinion, I'm kind of bored with artists selling everything but their art, you know.
Well, it's been quite a while since you guys put out any new stuff. There was the single a few years ago, The Sun and the Rain.
Yeah, that was like 4 years ago. That was a one-off song because it didn't really fit into what we were looking at doing with this coming album. So it was just like a very poppy, catchy tune that we wrote.
You put out an EP, The Demon King, which is fantastic. The songs on that are just so great. Prior to that, I mean, you haven't put out a full-length album since what, like 2009 or so?
Yeah. Took us 3 years to finish that one, to wrap that one up, because we started to record it in like 2006. And, you know, on a little mobile studio thing, we went everywhere pretty much around these hoods to record it and whatnot. But yeah, it's been a while. What is it now, 13 years?
Those older albums, man, they're definitely one of my go-tos for like road tripping. You're cruising through the desert or something. I found out about Magna Carta Cartel, I don't know, mid-2010s, somewhere in there, doing a bit of sleuthing. You know, I was into another band you were part of, and I'm like, who is in this band? So you dig enough on the internet, you start finding some clues, and then I found some of the other projects you've been involved in, Magna Carta Cartel, and is it TID or TID?
It's actually Tid, which means time in Swedish, but Tid, yeah, it means, translates to time in English. It's actually, when we had to like set up an internet address, we spelled it out as time is divine, but that's got nothing to do with the name, actually. It's just Tid, which means time. I mean, go ahead and pronounce it any which way you want to. I mean, I don't care.
All right. Well, glad we could clear that one up. Yeah, I find these other projects and I was just blown away. I love instrumental music. What you've done with the earlier Magna Carta Cartel stuff, much different than what I would have expected, I guess, based on what I knew you from. Teed a little bit more in that heavy realm, but yeah, I fell in love with the music. And then, you know, a number of years later, when you got back to it, checked out, of course, The Demon King, and I've just been a super fan ever since. Have you guys been working on this album since 2018?
Well, sadly, yes. I mean, even longer, I'd say, but that's when we started to like really pin down what songs we wanted on the album and so forth. We actually went into the studio in August of 19. It took us about up until Christmas to record this stuff. And then the mixing started, and that was hard because we had a very, very set idea of what we wanted it to sound like. But me and the boys in the band had an idea on how to like achieve that. Whereas our producer had a little different idea on how, you know, it wasn't a fight or nothing, but it was certainly hard to get to where we wanted it to land. I think the first actual like draft for the album, when we were starting to like feel, this is probably, it was in May 2020, but then, you know, the whole Corona COVID storm hit us all. And we had the studio and we had the producer, and he's a good friend of us. And, he's part of the band when we play live. And so we had a few extra years to mix it. I don't know, man. To be honest, I've heard this album so many times now, but I guess when we put it out, it will be like a reignition for all of us involved, because, I mean, as it stands right now, I mean, I've heard it for three and a half years. So, I mean, it doesn't feel new to me, but it certainly is in terms of release material, you know. So
where you had a lot of extra time to work on the album due to the pandemic, are there going to be any big changes between the original version you recorded and the one you're releasing in June?
No, not in terms of arrangement and stuff like that. Nothing at all. Maybe a tambourine here or there. or maybe a, you know, an extra delay on some vocal line, I don't know. But in terms of nailing the actual sound that we were after, I think it was as late as May last year, no, September last year, actually. We just looked at each other and like, we cannot take this any further. This is probably, I mean, the songs were written with a perspective that it has to sound like this and that. There's an old saying, like, a really good song, you should be able to play just on an acoustic guitar and you should still hold up. I don't know if this is the case really with these songs, but we shall see, because we were very much after like pinning down the idea with the production. So it did change, but it wasn't like, I don't know. I mean, sometimes drunk at night, I go back and listen to some of the earlier mixes, and I sometimes find it like, this was pretty good, you know. that's just, yeah, it did change, but it didn't change into something we didn't already envision from the start.
You know, you mentioned songs on the acoustic versus, you know, a finished product of an album. I mean, you guys have always used a lot of nicely layered effects and things. So I would imagine, just knowing previous material from you guys, a lot of that stuff, that atmosphere that the effects can create, unless you're running your acoustic in, you're just not going to get that.
Oh, sure. But we're a huge fan of effects and you know, that whole esoterical and ambient sounding. But what we did on this album is that we used to use so much reverb so that sometimes it felt like the songs themselves drowned in it. And I can like that. I mean, I like Jesus and the Mary Chain and stuff like that, which is basically just a big reverb in a sense. But this time around, we tried to strip down to have, I wouldn't say a drier sound, because that's unfair, because it certainly doesn't sound dry, I think. But I was after separation between the instruments this time, more so than before, at least. There's still tons of effects and stuff, but I think it's a little bit cleaner or more separated between the instruments. So, because I really wanted for people to hear what we're doing with each and every instrument. Not that I think they probably won't, because there's so much stuff on this.
One of the things I've really dug about the one song that I've heard is the single Silence.
Yeah, you heard it.
Yeah, your folks were kind enough to give me that a little bit early so I could hear something before I chatted with you. You know, it sounds like Magna Carta Cartel for sure, but especially listening on my monitor speakers, that space you talk about and all the different instruments cutting through, it is a different sound, but similar. It's a great song, by the way, a real grower.
Thank you.
Every time I listen to it, I catch some other little thing going on in the background. And I love how it just slowly builds and, you know, climaxes at the end. Is Silence a good representation of the album as a whole? Like I said, you've been in a lot of other bands over the years with a lot of different sounds. Is this new album what we'd expect from Magna Carta Cartel, or are there surprises in store?
Well, actually, it was kind of hard. Initially, we were looking at having song number 3 from the album as the main single, because everyone loved that song, like straight away when they heard it. And I think that song is the one that probably represents the album, if you would make a meridian out of everything. Like, so I'd say Silence is, I wouldn't say it's on its own, but given the nature of the song where it's very, very slow, and Silence is a very laid back song with cinematic qualities, which of course, as we are we, and that's what we do. The other songs have as well, but I think it's not, I wouldn't say it's representative at all in that sense. It's one of the songs, because as you will find out if you listen to the album, some songs go in a completely different direction. You would find really heavy songs on this album, as well as more or less pure pop songs, which is one of the blessings and, well, kind of curses with this band, because I think the sound per se is, our sound is in the melodic structure rather than the instrumentation, because some songs are pretty much, you know, Highway 61, Leave Your Life Behind in a Camaro, Driving at Night kind of road songs, whereas some of them are a little bit more. One of the songs on the album is even, it contains hardly any guitars at all. It's more or less a, I wouldn't say a synth song, but it's completely keyboard driven, and it It's the darkest song of the album, but I love that one because it's like we just wanted to try something different. So I'm sorry to answer your question. Silence is not a good representation overall for the album. It just happened to be my favorite song of the album back when we chose the single that we didn't choose at first, if that makes sense.
Well, that makes me pretty excited to hear the other tracks on the album for sure. I'd be fine if it was all stuff similar to Silence, because like I said, I love that song. But you threw in some mention of words like heavy in there, and I know you can write a good heavy riff. I've heard plenty of them over the years, so it'll be interesting to see what that word means in the context of Magna Carta Cartel.
Well, yeah. Well, you'll see. I mean, it's probably not what you think, but we have a few... I don't want to give away too much, but it's probably not what people think it is or should be. But then again, our last album, I was 25, 26 when I wrote that. I'm 41 now, you know, so... And I've been around and seen and done things, and, you know, I get influenced too, and, you know, and inspired. So, I mean, I don't know. It's, you know, develop, I hope.